Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Innocent Victims, The True Story of the Eastburn Family Murders, by Scott Wisnant, narrated by Chris Andrew Shula. Chapter 1. The phone rang early Sunday morning at an hour when nothing good ever came from a ringing phone. Bob Seafelt groaned. Just as he expected, one of his soldiers was in jail. An argument with his wife had gotten out of hand, greased considerably by liquor. She wasn't about to bail him out. His sergeant would have to. "This shouldn't take long," Seafelt told his wife as he climbed out of bed. He trudged to the car, flipped on his headlights, and drove the half-mile to Fort Bragg, the largest military base in the nation. Seafelt found his man sulking in the brig. God, he was sick of that look. He haggled with the MPs and shepherded the kid to daylight. Irritated and needing a shave, Seafelt pulled into his driveway just before noon. Jeanette waited in the yard. "What's going on over there?" Seafelt asked his wife. No one stirred next door at the Eastburns' house. Their Toyota station wagon hadn't budged for 3 days. Katie Eastburn hadn't taken her 3 girls to church or even bothered to pick up the Fayetteville Times that morning. The Sunday paper lay rolled up in the front yard beside 2 others. Seafelt thought that was strange. A day didn't go by without him watching those girls romp on the backyard jungle gym. Katie would watch from the back steps, waving at Seafelt as he came home from work.
"Hey, Bob,"
Aaron would holler.
"Look what I can do."
Seafelt would look up and find the 3-year-old, a persistent climber, perched high in the backyard dogwood tree. Jana, her toddler sister, would stand by the fence that separated the 2 yards and hold out her arms until Seafelt picked her up and hugged her. "Want a cookie?" he'd ask. Katie would nod that it was all right, and he'd take the girls inside, where he and Jeanette would let them pick their favorite kind. He thought back to Thursday, the last time he'd seen Katie. She'd come over just after dark to borrow milk, bringing Aaron and Jana and leaving Kara asleep in bed. Bob offered the girl some popcorn, and Katie wound up staying 30 minutes before checking Kara. He remembered how she sat in the corner rocking chair, talking about missing her husband the last 2 months. The girls finished their popcorn, and Katie got up to leave, Jana in one arm and a glass of milk in her free hand. That was the last he'd heard from her. By Saturday, Seafelt mentioned it to Jeanette, but they let it drop. Katie had talked about taking the girls to see their father, Captain Gary Eastburn, at Air Force Officer School in Montgomery, Alabama. "She must have put them on the bus," Jeanette said. That night, Cumberland County Sheriff's Deputy Brenda Price shook Seafelt awake as he dozed on his couch. Had he noticed anything unusual next door? Seafelt, too groggy to ask why, said no. Nothing was the matter. The deputy left, and a weary Seafelt turned off the light and went to bed. But by Sunday morning, he was worried about those newspapers piled up, the car in the same place, and the stroller next to the side door, where it had been for 3 days. "I'm going over there to see if anyone's home," he told his wife. He picked up the Sunday paper, dated May 12, 1985, and tossed it and the others into the carport. He sidestepped the baby stroller and knocked on the side door. No answer. Then he rang the front doorbell a few times. Nothing. He rang it again. A baby cried. Seafelt thought it sounded like Jana, 21 months old. He rang the doorbell again. Another cry. Katie Eastburn couldn't possibly have left her toddler alone in the house. Seafelt wondered if he heard right. But what else sounds like a baby crying? He called Jeanette over to see if she could hear the cry. He rang again. "That's the baby," Jeanette said. "Call somebody," Seafelt instructed with more confidence than he felt. Jeanette fumbled through the phone book, but the pages shook in her hands. She found a listing for Julie Zerniak, the Eastburns' babysitter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?